from somebody saying that they're like stopping recording because they don't see any attention, like they don't have any way, any recognition of their work. And it's like, fuck, this is so much fun to be a part of the community. I wish I
Right.
could like encourage people to, like, I don't know, stick it out or find a way to get more attention for people who are new.
I started the whole interview process thinking that, it would show people that it's important to comment in PMs on audios you listen to. And
Yeah.
I think it's helped. I do, but there's so many new people, and some of them are so great. But yeah, it just kind of sucks. I've gotten a few messages myself of people that are just thinking about leaving. They're like, "Oh, I'll give it one more month and see if I get any comments." Or,
Yeah.
and I know you had the whole upvote talk and whatnot, and how horrible a system that is. upvotes, downvotes, shove it in your ass votes.
So many things I want to shove in my ass, eh?
Add that to the list.
I don't know. They got that kind of hook on the arrow. It's going to be like way uncomfortable when that comes out. I don't know. I'd love to see something where, like, I don't know, a subreddit for new performers. But then that right away makes me concerned about like predators who can prey on new people who don't know any better. I don't know. Maybe you could do something like that, like have a subreddit for new performers with like big glaring headlines. Like Senna has some kind of a wallflower, like if you're new to recording kind of information thing. Like you could have something like that that says, like, okay, if you have people who are doing this, this, and that, watch out. This is not, I don't fucking know. I would love to see more positivity. Like there's, you get so many people, and I guess bitching is the wrong way to say it, but like, yeah, like complaining about the way that listeners talk to them, which I guess is fair, right? You can be upset. And I love that other voices talk to me. I mean, seriously, love that.
And supporting each other that way, I think,
Yeah.
is important. And I know, a lot of us have recording schedules or don't have as much time to listen as we'd like. I used to try at least twice a week to search out new performers, and I know that I've been lax in that, with the holidays and everything kind of makes it busier, so you don't have as much time to listen as you'd like to. But yeah, I would love some type of thing
Well, I
that
was
put
saying
it
that
out there
last
so
night
new
that like every once in
performers.
a while I'll go on and find all the verification posts and I'll listen and say good job and stuff like that if I think it's a good job. But I never do that for the girls.
Yeah.
Because they're already getting so much attention. But then I thought
Exactly.
I would like to know the girls, right? So maybe I should be. I don't know. This
Yeah,
is so
I think that
narcissistic
it's
of me, but I want to record something that says, here's what I've learned in my time on GWA and just like send it to every new performer.
That is pretty narcissistic.
Thanks, I know.
But I mean, but like, like when John put out his "Hey, you're new to editing, here's some tips" post.
Right.
"Hey, you're new to performing, here's some tips."
Yeah.
It might be helpful. I don't know if there is something out there already. If there is, somebody please post, "Hey, this is where it is, you
Well, that's
stupid."
the thing. Like, if something's been posted, like, I mean, the two of us have been here, like, in this year, right?
Yeah, I've
So
been
if
here
it
like
was
8 months,
posted
so.
before 8 months, neither of us would even know about it. It's not like we can see
Right.
every post either.
Yes, exactly.
And so there's
So.
people who have been here for years who would be like, yeah, of course we fucking know that, Caroline. Shut up. I'm like, I'm sorry, we
Yeah.
didn't know.
So, but yeah, I think there has to be something out there, or I'd like there to be, not there
Something, yeah,
has
to
to be,
give
but
some
something to,
positivity.
right, to give a more welcoming vibe to, not get lost in the sea of,
Yeah.
verifications are always posted with other audios, and you've got to, search for verification to find all those verification posts, and then you got to sort through them. But a place for people to come and get some information, or maybe, I mean, maybe it could even be, well, no, that would kind of defeat the purpose. I was like, maybe it could even be a private board where you come and like learn some stuff, but then that wouldn't really put those people out there as new. "Hey, come
Yeah.
listen to me." So. And I think we all are kind of guilty of getting stuck in, "Oh, well, oh, look, so and so put that out. I want to go listen."
Yeah, exactly.
You have your favorites, and they're your favorites for a reason. But I tell you what, in listening to new people, I have found some Oh my
severely
God, I know.
awesome
Like just the
people.
verification post, like you're talking like
Yes.
150 syllables, and I'm like, I will marry you. Like, I want to be pregnant
Exactly.
by you.
Exactly. And then, it's so easy for those people to get lost, and because they're not a part of the community already. They're not already standard. They're not,
Okay, so I
you
guess
know.
that's the question we want to go with is how do you make, how do we make it easy for new people to feel included as a part of community? Like, do we make like a dating service, take like somebody who's been here for a while, like have like an assignment,
Big brother, big sister more
exactly, yeah,
than
like it's your
dating.
job to go find a new voice and be nice to
Be a
them like
big brother.
intentionally.
Be a big sister to your
But
new
then you come
boy.
across as creepy, right? Like we had a couple new voices, a couple female ones, who I was like, oh my God. And I like, but they, I know as a female voice, you got so much coming in your inbox.
Yeah, it's hard to, and then you get,
You know me, I
scared
just
away
want to
from
put something
that.
else inside her box. Just want to
Yeah,
fucking fill it up.
you get thrown away from all that, and then you have the guys that don't want to message girls because they don't want to come off as that creep in your inbox either.
I know. And
So,
it's like
you
every
know.
single one of them who has ever said, I don't want to seem creepy. I'm like, you're not creepy. The
You're not the
guys,
one who's
the
creepy. We don't want
creepy
to seem
ones
it.
never wonder if they're creeps. So if you're sitting
Exactly.
there wondering if you are, you're not. Probably. I mean, I can't guarantee that,
More than
but.
likely, you're not a creep. Message me. I'll tell you if you are.
Exactly. If I get 2,000 words from you in a first message, you're probably more than like leaning towards creepy.
True. Although I have had 2,000-word posts that weren't, but that's the
Yes.
exception to
Yeah, that but the, you know, I get a like
the
a first message and it's got like here's the details of my mom and my marriage and how much I love you and it's like this is the first time you've ever talked to me. It's a little much.
They don't feel that way because they have your voice in their ear all the time.
Exactly. They're like,
Helping
no,
them.
I've been talking to you for ages. You know me so
Exactly.
well.
I know you perfectly. Yep, I get that. But yeah,
And I
I
mean,
do think
seriously, even messages like that, I'm still super like, okay, thank you very much, you know, but maybe in the future, just
And I know a
hang
lot of people
on.
aren't like us though,
No.
and don't handle that stuff as well. We're, you know, more seasoned. In handling these types of things. Hey, I'm trying to be polite.
Yeah,
So
working on your Canadian there.
older than you are. So but yeah. So I think that, you know, some of these new girls that come out are also just overwhelmed with all that, you know, and a
Totally.
place to have somebody that, hey, you know, welcome to GWA, I'm your big sister.
Well, and that's the thing, as much as I want, you know, new voices to feel welcome and have like an experience that's welcoming, I guess we'll use the same word twice in the same sentence. Great job, Caroline. I also want listeners to feel like emboldened to comment, right? Because that's what feeds us. It's like you want me to keep recording. I mean, I have, you know, my cult who always answer right and they adore and I love it. You know, having those that group of people who are guaranteed to pay attention to me. I need it. But I know because, you know, based on just number of listens, there are other people listening that aren't commenting. And I mean, I know you've heard these people too who are like, oh no, I would never say anything. I don't want to be offensive. It's like, fucking say something. Sorry, I swore. I'm sorry. I have Canadian apologies.
We've sworn like seven
I
times
know, but it's
already.
different because I was like getting angry. I was like allowing emotion to be expressed through my mouth. And so I need to, you know, be a lady and sit here politely with my hands in my lap.
Okay, you do that. I'm not
Okay.
doing
Yeah, no. Everybody, raise your hand if you think that Caroline does that on the reg.
Then you don't know Caroline.
Jay's gonna
If her
choke
hands are in
over
her
there
lap,
and
they're probably
die.
up for scourge.
All right.
But yeah,
So there you go. There's
so
some, I don't know. So anybody listening to this, tell us what you think.
give us ideas. I mean, I'm totally obviously willing to moderate subreddits. I moderate too many, but I'm totally willing to help. I think that, you know, in general, we are a welcoming community, but it's hard. It's really hard to find those new people or those, you know, and I found some just awesome voices that I just don't want to get overlooked. You know, I mean, I love the comments. I don't thrive on them like Caroline does, but I don't. I mean, I do this for me, and I've said that over and over again. Like, I'm glad people like it, but if I got zero upvotes, I would be happy. I'd be fine. I'd still put it out there.
Yeah, and
I'm
that's
not one
where
of
I'm
those
going
people who's
to
going to be
now is
like,
right.
I'm going to delete it. I put something up and I
I
walk
couldn't believe that.
away.
I know I had something the other day that has like 8 upvotes, and I was like, oh, okay, fine. I don't, I really liked it. Like, I don't fucking
Yeah.
care. Exactly.
But I
Some of
somebody
the
said
stuff that
that
you
to me.
put
They're
out
like,
for
no,
you
if you don't
and
get good upvotes, you just delete it. And the chair, I'm like, oh my fuck, are you kidding?
No, I know. People do it and I'm like, don't
No, this is for
upvote
you,
bad.
baby. Did you like screaming into your microphone? Then fucking great. So that's a
Yes.
whole new conversation we're getting into. Okay,
Yeah,
so.
but anyway. But yeah, I think that, you know, if they're welcomed in and are noticed more, then they're going to be more likely to stay and do more stuff. So anybody has any ideas, we're totally willing to filter through this and run with it, but I think we need something that's a little more
Jay just needs another subreddit to moderate. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
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 All right. I'll see you later, honey.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.